We all have a yearning for love, but relationships can be confusing and complicated. Dr. Tammy Balashevsky says it all starts from within. It starts with a journey to center. Here's your host for Journey to Center on Empower Radio, Dr. Tammy Balashevsky.
Hello, my fabulous friends and you sweet souls. Thank you for spending part of your day here with us on Journey to Center. Yes, relationships. I think they are the most important, awesome thing in the world. And there are countless kinds of relationships that we can have. Some of my very favorite connections are with my non-human friends. Animals sometimes have a way of getting into our hearts, dissolving our defenses, and changing our lives in miraculous, bizarre, and unexpected ways. I've had some best friends in the forms of dogs, a cat, a bird, and most recently, a silly, smart, and super awesome horse. My guest today also has a best friend animal that changed his life in profound and powerful ways. I love his story and his book, The Little Dog That Could. And I cannot wait to hear more about his furry earth angel and teacher and more about his story. We are here with Filippo Voltaggio. In addition to being an author, Filippo is also a public speaker, radio show host, and life coach, who is referred to as the master of change. There have been many personal experiences of life changes that has earned Filippo this title and reputation. Filippo started his professional career working his way up in a Fortune 500 company where he acquired multiple industry awards and accolades. He then changed directions to pursue his childhood love, music. As a singer, songwriter, and entertainer, Filippo released 2 CDs, appeared before presidents, sang on PBS as a soloist with a full orchestra on multiple occasions, and his songs have been featured in several Hollywood films. And yet another life change, Filippo put his singing career on hold to pursue another interest, hosting, and he ended up on the radio. His first show was called Filippo and the Chef. A short time later, he was given another opportunity to host the hit program, The Life Changes Show, which he is still doing today. Filippo has impressively earned President Barack Obama's President's Call to Service Award and the Master Award from Save the World Foundation. Filippo's formal education includes a bachelor's degree in engineering management, as well as certifications in life coaching, neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy. He is an energetic alchemy master, a Reiki master teacher, reconnective healer, and theta healer. As a life coach and group leader, he has created his own courses. One of them is called the Life Improvement Workshop, and the second, the Recalibration. Filippo has authored many magazine articles and recently completed his first manuscript, The Little Dog That Could, a story of life-changing, heartwarming experiences between he and his little dog that seemingly randomly showed up in his life. But we know there are no mistakes, right, Filippo?
None at all. And like our connection here today, not a mistake. Happy to be here with you, Tammy.
I'm so honored to have this conversation. I read your book, and it did. It warmed the cockles of my heart. It made me laugh. And I just related to a lot of your experiences. So I'd like to, first of all, just start out with your moniker. I thought this was interesting. You're referred to as the master of change. I think you help people navigate change, but you also navigated your own change. So let's just start with a little bit of your backstory right there.
Well, I have to say that moniker was given to me actually by many people, but the one who actually used it was Mark LeJour, and he's our co-host and producer of the Life Changes Show. And it was he who used it in a big way, meaning that he now uses it to introduce me on the show. And I fought it for a long time, but him being a producer, he's like, I really think this is right. And I really think you need to accept it. And it's part of my learning, you know, so my learnings don't just come in the form of little dogs. They come in some amazing people who challenge me in some wonderful ways. So the reason I had trouble with it, because I would say, you know, every time a change comes up or I want to change, I don't know that I do it as gracefully as I'd like to. But he pointed me back to all the changes that he had seen me made in the time that we knew each other and see me make, and then knew of all the ones that I had made before that. And he says, well, somehow you successfully did that and that and that and that and that. And you have had more lives than most people have, more different career changes and all of that. And so you just got to accept it. So as a life coach, I thought, well, change is one of the hardest things that we have to do, and yet it's the one thing that we have to do all the time. Mm-hmm. And I've often said, why aren't we teaching change in school? So the Master of Change really incorporates all of that too, not necessarily knowing how to do it the best, but really wanting, really bringing that conversation to the forefront, not only through the show, which I was the original creator, and it's the Life Changes show, but through blogs that I write, articles, the book, et cetera, et cetera. So, and the workshops, of course. So change is in my forecast.
And I love what you're saying, because so many people feel like they want to control their lives, but I believe control is an illusion. And I think the most important thing we can do is just relax and trust the divine and cultivate that relationship. I say all the time, you know, I want to be a yoga master of life. I want to be really flexible and go with the flow. And I found that I'm less brittle, I'm less uncomfortable in my own body and with my health as I just choose to be flexible and go with the flow and allow change and kind of laugh when things don't go the way I would prefer.
Nice. Good for you. I like that.
So I'm laughing a little bit because as I read the beginning part of your book, there's a little bit of a theme here. It's like you wanted to do things your way. You're kind of a neat freak. You're kind of maybe you like to be in control of things.
Yeah, thanks, you know? Tammy, mm-hmm. by the way. Thank you.
That's
thanks.
Just what I'm getting. You can correct me. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're doing fine.
Uh-huh. I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate. I mean, most everybody I deal with, it's like I'm trying to get them to relax and trust the process of life. But it's like you have an attachment, you have an agenda, and I'm not just speaking of you, but most people, the way things, they want things to be a certain way, you know? And what's that saying? We tell God our plans and he kind of laughs.
You know, I just told a client yesterday who has a talent has many talents, but in one particular area that for some reason he doesn't want to focus on. So he, through the work that we've been doing, he has all this energy flowing and all these great ideas flowing, and they all happen to be in that area that he doesn't want to focus on. So he's saying, you know, how do I get the energy flowing? How do I get the, and I'm saying, it looks like it's coming through over there. I don't know. Call me crazy, but you know, so maybe if you just let it flow through over there, just for a minute, even maybe it'll open up these other areas, or maybe there's a lesson over here that you need to learn or something. And so me too. Yes, I did ask a lot of questions. I still ask a lot of questions. Ever since I was a child, I always wanted to know more. I always thought we were more. I always thought we could do more, be more, etc. And I hated limitations. I hated titles. I hated being put in a box. And so when I was getting answers, but they looked like they weren't coming from the people or the things or the areas that I wanted them to come from, I ignored them because certainly that couldn't be right.
Yeah. If it doesn't look the way we want it to look, then right. Sometimes we don't want to see it.
Right.
It's so true. It's so true. You know, I've manifested everything I wanted in my life, but it certainly doesn't look the way I thought it would. I got what I thought I wanted, but I lived in LA. I did all that. I was on the red carpets, but you know, it didn't feel fulfilling. So when I surrendered it, I was ushered a different direction. And now I have the feeling state of what I wanted, but it doesn't look the way I thought it was going to. And nice. You bring up a good point. What we resist persists sometimes. If we can just relax and allow, sometimes things can shift and we can be ushered another direction, but not because we're rebelling against what is, but because we're accepting it and then flexible and going with the flow.
Awesome. I'm going to play this interview for my client. Keep talking.
That's very funny. Well, now I want to go back into your book because I just think it's so such a lovely story. It's a fun read. It's an easy read. It's a thought-provoking read. So I want you to share with me and our listeners, why exactly did you write this book, The Little Dog That Could?
I sigh. I sigh. You know, the actual experience happened about 10 years ago now. And it's interesting because now that the book is released and it's only been released within the year, people have said to me, well, if you could do that, or you're obviously proud of yourself that you could do this or that, the stuff that's in the book. And I had to think about that for a minute. No, it's not about that. I didn't even think about that. If I wanted people to know, hey, look at me, I would have done this 10 years sooner and just released it then and said, hey, look at me, look what I could do. If anything, I was trying to hide the fact that this happened because two reasons. Number one, I didn't want people to look at me funny, like, oh, so you think you're that, or so are you some kind of a, you know, magician or whatever, you know, words people would use for the experience that happened in the book, the miracles. Mm-hmm. And the other reason is because it's not the way I live my life, and it's the way I want to live my life. And in 10 years, I still haven't mastered living that way. And maybe there is no living that way continually in the flow. I don't know. I'd like to think that there is, and that's what I'm striving for. And maybe when I get there, if I get there, I'll transcend. But in the meantime, I didn't want to put a book out with a story that shares an aspect of me that I don't know how to do all the time. Mm. And so I did not want to release the book. In the end, it was my friends and different characters in my life that we'll talk probably about in a little bit that encouraged me to release it and made me realize that it's not about me. It's about the conversation. It's about more of us, quote unquote, coming out and sharing that, hey, wait a minute, we could be more. We are more.
Mm. I totally agree. And I feel, you know, I think about the people that are so powerful. And I know you write about some of these people in your book and even your little dog that do manifest miracles around them. But it's not us that's doing it. I think we're a vessel for that energy that moves the planets around the sun. When we make ourselves available to that, that's right. When miracles can happen. We are not doing it. It is done through us. And there's a significant difference. We don't create miracles from our ego. We create miracles through that connection to the source that has created all.
Thank you, Tammy. I agree. And I'm glad you get that and said that. And that was also one of the concerns of mine, is that I had seen and at times believed in certain people about their quote unquote abilities and all of that, and their egos that went along with mm-hmm. these supposed abilities. And then as an interviewer on our show as well, in a previous show, and I interviewing people on the red carpet and et cetera, I got to see some of these people and say, oh, wow, you're not your book. You're not mm-hmm. the story you yeah. tell. Mm-hmm. And the thing is I did not want to be one of those people. And so this is why right up front, I could say, I still don't know how to be that guy in the book, but we have glimpses of what the possibilities are. And so I don't know if that honesty serves me, but I hope and trust it serves others that are listening and reading the book.
I love it. To me, what I hear as you speak these words are qualities of humility and authenticity. And I think those are two pretty profound qualities to embody.
So because of all of that, I came up with a phrase, I coined a phrase, and the phrase is, don't judge a book by its author.
Mm.
And that to me is to say that sometimes great messages come through people. And much like you were saying earlier in the interview, that you know, we're a vessel. So if a great message comes through somebody, the message might be great, even though the person's a total jerk.
Even they're flawed. And yes, I've had that happen as well. I've had certain people that I'm just completely in awe of and put them on a pedestal and then meet them. And I'm like, well, that's not what I expected, and not in a good way. Or right. The same on this radio show. I've interviewed people that have been like, huh, that's not as high-minded or conscious as I would have anticipated. And other people who surprise me incredibly, that I thought, well, I don't know if this interview is going to be great. And it just is amazing. So yeah, just to set aside any notion of knowing and set aside any judgment or putting on of pedestals, false idols will fall, I have found.
Well put.
Yes. So I love your humility and your honesty around this. And now what I'd like to do, Filippo, if it's okay with you, is get into some of the miracles that happened in relationship with this little animal. You know, you write about the night that changed your life, and it did seem to open your life to miracles. And so can you talk a little bit about that?
A little bit, because I also wish for people to be able to experience the journey that happens from the, so this is my life and it's all hunky dory and all is going well. And then this happened. And the first this that happened is listening to oneself and not knowing that I was listening to myself, or not really being conscious of it. See, this is one of the beauties of having to have written this book, which was encouraged by Dorothy to just write the story. And I'll share who Dorothy is in a minute. But when I would share the story, I would break down for reasons, because the story, part of it was hard. Also because it's like, it's hard for me to imagine all that happened and how beautiful some of what happened was, that it's just mind blowing to me. And what so I break down, and Dorothy says, just write the book. About a year after this happened, she says, just write a book about it. And I thought I could just write about it and then never have to deal with it. I thought this was just an exercise. But obviously, the exercise continues by releasing it and all of that. So on one particular night, I'm driving down the street, and a little dog is crossing the road on its own. And in my mind, I thought, no, I have to save you. Come to me. And I heard those words and I acted upon them, even though upon reflection, it didn't really make sense to me, because I could not have a dog where I lived. And my life couldn't have a dog. I was too busy and flying in and out of town and all that. So in living alone, so it was just impossible. But somehow the impossible became possible. And not only that, I, thinking that I was going to find the dog's keeper or owner, I took the dog in. And I shared this information with Dorothy Donahue, who's very much in the book. And she's a spiritual healer and a seer. And so I had just met her recently at the time. And for some reason, I felt like I needed to call her and let her know about this experience in my life of having met this dog and, quote unquote, rescued this dog. And she said to me, she's your dog. And I said to her, no, you don't understand. I'm sure I'm going to find the dog owner, and I'm sure it's going to, you know, be fine, because I can't keep her anyway, blah, blah, blah. And she said, she's your dog until you learn the lesson. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was an odd thing to say at the time. And I hung up kind of puzzled, like, she just doesn't get it.
Yeah, somebody didn't get it. I don't know if it was Dorothy.
Mm-hmm. I told her what's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm. You're a strong guy. You've got incredible will. I'm sure you did.
So I obviously one day turned into two days has turned into a week into 2 weeks. And how I chronicle that in the story is actually quite fun. And we have a wonderful time together. And I make a point of trying to learn all the lessons in case Dorothy's right. I want to learn all the lessons here so that, you know, I could help her find either her old home or a new home, the dog that is. And I learned a lot of lessons along the way, and each lesson was, I think, a little miracle in itself, the miracle of our senses. And we go through mm-hmm. the five senses in the book, where literally I followed her around and tried to get into the sense of smell, and it expanded my life, it expanded my consciousness, and it allowed me to be like in the now. And then I will say this, and then along the way, I kept wondering, is this the last lesson? Is this the last lesson? Mm-hmm. And then something happened, which is the part that I don't want to share exactly, that was the final lesson ended up being the final lesson and the one that Dorothy was talking about. And it is what with that lesson, we got into the sixth sense mm-hmm. and beyond. And there mm-hmm. different kind of miracles happened.
Yeah, that's when the real miracles can start to happen. That's what I'm talking about. And
I know, I want to talk about
more
it
into that.
Maybe we let the book out, let it be out for a while, and then we'll talk more.
Yeah, no, that sounds fine. And I am very grateful that you've agreed to do a second show with me, because I have a lot more information, wisdom that I want to go into, that I want you to share with our listeners. But for now, what I'd like for you to do, Filippo, is just tell people where they can get in touch with you, get a copy of your book, maybe tune into your radio show.
Happily. Well, first of all, the book is called The Little Dog That Could. And so we've named the website thelittledogthatcould.com. So it's easy to find the book at thelittledogthatcould.com and read other people's reviews of it and all of that stuff. It's also connected to our lifechangesshow.com website. So all the information is there, and it's I'm excited. I thank you for having me on, because I'm excited that this opportunity to expand the conversation through the little dog. And obviously, Tammy, it's not just about the little dog. It's about and not just about animals, but people and people like you. So thank you for doing what you do.
Well, and I'm honored to have this conversation with you. I love what I do. I love to be able to dance with people who also want to ascend in their consciousness and who are optimistic and excited about being human. Because I think for so long, I struggled so much being on planet Earth, and the mm-hmm. animals helped open my heart, and then connecting with other people on this path, because, you know, being human can be tough. This is no joke. Maybe it hasn't been that hard for you, Filippo, but I suspect you can relate. So, yeah. So for anybody that's struggling or suffering, you know, I think it's so important to just go out there and connect, open your heart to connect with either other people. Books have opened my heart. Animals have opened my heart. Because I think if we close our heart down, if we put walls around ourselves to protect ourselves, we lock the pain in, and there is no relief. There is no comfort from that space. So I feel like your book definitely opened my heart even a little more. And I live with a pretty open heart. But it is a beautiful story with, I think, so much sweetness and wisdom to share. So I hope my listeners are intrigued and go pick up a copy of it and connect with you, because I think you are such a kind soul. And I think that's the most important thing in the world, is kindness.
Mm. Thank you, Tammy. And thank you for your kindness.
Pleasure being here. Kind. Feels good to be in my loving. I think it's amazing. The best. So to my listeners, I'm just so grateful for you. I love doing this show, but it's super fun when I hear from you, to know that you're in this energy with us. So I'm honored by your presence. And if there's something you want to talk about or something you want to hear about, please get in touch with me at tammybphd.com. I have a free ebook there for you and a guided meditation and just some energy love if you want to tap into that. Also on Facebook and Instagram. Filippo, are you on Facebook?
I am. I'm on Facebook under my name, Filippo Daggio, the little dog that could has a Facebook page. The Life Changes Show has a Facebook page. There are all kinds of Facebook things that we could do together.
Lots of ways to connect. I love that about our technology these days. You know, for me, it's like bringing love into this energy of social media. There are other things going on, but I don't want to hang out there. Let's hang out in the love, right, Filippo?
Indeed.
Onward and upward to my guests. God bless you. Love from our hearts to yours. Take good care of yourself. You are royalty. God bless you. Bye for now.